African countries have restated their commitment to invest in the youth to ensure their active involvement in continental issues. The youth form the critical mass of development, hence the need to devote much attention to their development. The Minister for the Interior, Dr. Benjamin Kumvor, said this at a flag-raising ceremony in Accra to mark the 48th anniversary of the African Union. He said the continent risks facing a revolt by the youth if the issues are not prioritized. Here's a report by Yaya Kwamwa and Lawrence Naughty.
The ceremony was attended by the diplomatic corps, government functionaries, and a cross-section of the public. The minister, Dr. Benjamin Kumvor, said the continent needs to redirect the energies of the youth to productive activities. Ghana, he said, will continue to support and roll out programs towards youth empowerment. Dr. Kumvor said Ghana will continue to contribute troops to peacekeeping operations on the continent and outside. He called on African countries to let the objectives of the AU be a guiding principle in their quest to develop.
The youth group in its entirety represents an enormous untapped potential that will significantly contribute to peace and security of our communities as one essential driver for sustainable development. The future of this continent and every country in it depends on an enlightened and empowered youth. There is therefore the need for significant investment of time and resources in the youth of this continent to prepare and position them to take over after the current generation has left the scene. There is no doubt that the youth of this continent need to be empowered with skills that will make them useful to the continent and beyond. Empowering our youth involves the creation of a congenial environment for equipping them with knowledge, skills, attitudes, values, and ethics that are imperative to national development.
The Dean of the African Diplomatic Corps, Hassan Ali Touré, deplored the attitude of African leaders who hung on to power when they even lost power. He called for the involvement of the youth in political, economic, and social discourse on the continent. There was a photo exhibition of peacekeeping missions by Ghanaian soldiers, the Ghana Police Service, and past leaders who took part in observing AU Day, including Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa and Lawrence Naughty.